Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
It's Mike Buzz Bazzelli. The Buzz is in the house. It's great to be having a drink with you today on this lovely sunny day.
It's sunny.
Right, as you can tell through our blackened windows here.
Yes.
We're talking about Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is currently on stage at Prime Stage over
at the new Hazlet.
And Perks of Being a Wallflower is a movie about Emma Watson going through the Fort Pitt Tunnel, right?
Well, that's you're close.
That's all I know about it. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't read the book. I don't have the sticker collection. I don't have the album. All right, so what's going on here?
Okay, so dear friend, here's how this story goes. Stephen Chbosky wrote the book.
Uh-huh.
He's a local Pittsburgher.
Yes, yes.
Lives in Los Angeles now. It was adapted so into a play form. So it was a book and it was a movie that was made right here in Pittsburgh.
Yes, yeah.
And now it's a play.
Wow. So you know what's coming next is the musical. That's usually how this goes.
Oh, yikes. The musical is next. Okay. That's frightening.
So what is it about? I honestly don't know.
Well, it's about a high school freshman who has some anxiety issues, depression issues, because of some traumatic incidents that have happened to him.
Oh.
And it's about his struggles finding friendship, love, and acceptance.
Did you go through something similar in your high school freshman year?
Huh?
To some degree or another, I guess. Okay, so it's like a coming of age story.
Exactly.
Yeah. I that's where I befriended the martini my freshman year of high school. I was fine, you know. I knew who my friends were. Boyd and Blair. We were like this. They've adapted this into a stage show. So have you seen the movie? Have you seen the film?
I have seen the movie. I'm an extra in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm in a funeral scene.
Okay.
And I'm also in a Rocky Horror Picture scene.
It's a film about high school kids. So let's put all the old farts in the funeral scene. That's
right.
Probably what they were.
Hey!
Right. Now, I mean,
yourself,
old is relative, dear. We're talking about freshmen in high school.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Can we see you in the movie for real?
You gotta look really.
Well, I'm gonna look really fast, and I'm gonna pause.
Dylan McDermott.
Oh, okay.
In the funeral.
I think a lot of people have been. If you know what I mean. getting late night. Tell us about the play. As far as how was the adaptation of the story?
Very good adaptation.
Abracadabra.
Very good.
You're cut off. That's it. That's enough.
You might want to put that over there. We have three main characters. It's Charlie. I gotta look at his name because I forgot. Peter Stimara plays Charlie, who's our main character.
Uh-huh.
And we have a kid named Logan Schiller who plays Patrick, who's sort of his best friend. And we have his love interest best friend. Her name is Sam, and she is played by, pardon me, oh, I can't pronounce her name. Julie Zerato, maybe?
All right. Sounds good to me.
If I was writing this review, it would be so much
easier. We torture you by putting you on film, as well as our viewers. Hey!
Mostly.
So it's a very young cast, then.
Very young cast. We do have some adults. Stacey Roslick plays the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And John Feichner plays a dual role of the father and the teacher. And he is excellent in this. I have always admired his comedic skill,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really seeing his acting skills in this.
Great.
I really see his ability to perform. He does a really great job. I also have to say Logan Schiller, who plays Patrick, does a phenomenal job. I preferred his Patrick to Ezra Miller's, which is kind of interesting. You can't help
and that's
but
who
compare.
Plays it in the role in the
right.
movie. Okay.
You can't help but compare because it's all recent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they're going for a movie that was 30, 40 years old. They're going for a movie that was maybe not even 5 years old. So you can't help but compare. It's an interesting take on the character that I liked better. He's flamboyant, but not effeminate. He plays the gay kid. I really liked his take. I really did. I thought he really did a great job. I thought Julia, whose last name I can't pronounce, Zerato, maybe. I thought she did a fantastic job. And of course, Charlie, the kid that plays Charlie, also with abhorrent last name.
Buzz, come on. You gotta ask him when you're at the show, man.
I know, I'm terrible. Peter Stamara, he's on time. He's on film the whole time.
On stage.
On stage. Yeah, he's not on film. The film is on film. He's on stage. Yeah, put this further away. Anyway, he's on stage the entire time. And it's a phenomenal job because, you know, that's a tough gig. Mm. You know, so he does a superb job. I have one criticism of it. I feel that the climax of the book and the movie and the play is the Rocky Horror Picture scene, because Charlie comes out of his shell for the first time. Mm-hmm. He has to play Rocky, the character who is like runs around in his underwear.
Basically. A rite of passage for us all in high school, yeah. Right.
So they sort of tossed this away to exposition, which I thought was a shame.
Well, you know, maybe you had to get the rights for it, you know, to have Rocky Horror on stage in a play.
I hadn't thought of that.
But if it could have been done, that would have been great.
Right.
And if that's the only thing lacking, then pretty good.
Yeah, since it's the climax, I mean, he's a wallflower. Mm. He's a kid that's, like, observing everything. This is the moment where he finally self-actualizes into a participating person mm-hmm. in the world.
Well, maybe they could have called it Ricky Hodgson movie production rather than a Rocky Horror Picture Show. And See, Brian Edwards got all the answers, man.
So we have our director was Jeffrey M. Cordell. I don't know his work, but I hope to see more mm-hmm. of his stuff soon. It's just really cute. It's very Pittsburgh specific. It is very Pittsburgh specific.
Very good.
I can do this. Watch me. There's references to King's Restaurant. There's references.
Oh, just in time before they're all shutting down.
Right. that puts a frowny on my face. There's references to Shenley Park.
Oh, wow.
And there is this scene, which you mentioned at the beginning, of them going through the tunnel, the Fort Pitt Bridge uh-huh. tunnel, and it is excellently done.
In the play. Oh.
They do a very nice job. It's mixed media.
Ah, very good. Okay. Yes, here we are. 2017, you gotta have it.
So, you know, there's this nice bridge construction piece designed by John Michael Bohack.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very lovely.
In closing, Buzz, what are the perks of being a wallflower?
I know the perks of seeing this show.
Oh,
you know,
good.
The perks of seeing this show are it's that coming of age story is relevant whether you're 18 or 82.
Mm.
I'm somewhere in the between. And, it just you'll reminisce about an earlier time in your life. Or for the younger kids that actually can go to the show.
The terrors that have yet to come.
Yes, exactly.
Perks of being a wallflower prime stage theater at the New Hazlet.
Correct.
Cheers to that.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.